Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, it's always good when your audience is awake at the beginning. That's good. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon and to see so many of you out here to hear this wonderful new instrument. In addition to playing for you, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the pieces and telling you some things to listen for on the organ. This is a great opportunity to actually see what's happening at the console. For some reason, they don't want to keep the organ like this all the time. I don't understand it. But I'm going to begin with one of my favorite pieces, a piece from what we call the French Romantic School of Organ Music from the earlier part of the 20th century. It's written by Louis Vierne, who was best known as the organist at Notre Dame. In fact, he died at the console of the organ at Notre Dame while playing one of his own pieces on his 1,750th recital there. Quite a record. This particular piece does not actually use bells, as you might think from its title, but it uses the famous Westminster Carillon theme. And if you don't know that theme now, you most certainly will by the end of this piece, because you're going to hear it in about every register of the organ. It suggests that the bells are beginning to ring very lightly at first in the top of the tower, and then gradually more and more bells ring until at the end of the piece, the whole carillon is in motion. So you'll hear the whole range of what this instrument can do.